We're hearing that a missile attack is expected right now in Lviv, where Joseph Lindsley is. Joseph, hello to you. What's the latest?
Bob, good afternoon from another foggy day here in Lviv. And just about 10 seconds ago, we got the all clear sound here in Lviv. But there are portions of Ukraine still under alarm, and we're trying to figure out exactly what's been going on. As of about midday today, in the east and central parts of Ukraine, there was the first alarm since Sunday. So we've gone several days without alarms. And whenever that happens, you know, it's nice, but it kind of builds up a sense of dread. You know, what are the Russians cooking up? The longer you go without the alarm, sort of the greater the sense of dread. And so this morning we had these alarms, and it was about 12:45 today, news that the air defense was working in cities like Odessa and in eastern parts of the country. And then around 1 p.m., I began to receive text messages from friends all over the country, Ukrainians and you know, American and other volunteers here, saying, watch out, rockets are coming to the west. And, you know, as time progresses, the messages get more and more clear. Watch out, rockets are coming toward Lviv. And then a few seconds later, the power clicked out here in Lviv. I had to leave our news bunker. We had no way to communicate. And I came down to the center of Lviv, which is, you know, in these moments of blackouts and imminent rocket attack, there's still people walking around, but there's a hushed tone. There's a quietude to the city. And here I am in a cafe speaking to you by candlelight, still without power, but fortunately cell service works. The government of Moldova is a country bordering southern Ukraine and Romania. It's a landlocked country. And they've reported widespread power outages in Moldova because of the attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure. It's also worth noting that in between Moldova and Ukraine is a little landlocked breakaway region called Transnistria, and that is occupied by Russian forces. And meanwhile, also, unfortunately, in Kyiv, I reiterate, here in Lviv, in the city, we've not had any attacks, any rockets. There are reports that something hit somewhere in Lviv Oblast in the region. Perhaps that's why we're without power. But in Kyiv, the capital, there have been strikes. Missile defense worked some of the time. But I just saw a tweet from the advisor to the Minister of Internal Affairs, Anton Gerashenko. He said three people are dead, two are wounded as a result of Russian attacks on the city of Kyiv. And he said they were just unlucky enough to be walking nearby.
Wow. I know it was just a symbolic move yesterday when the European Parliament declared Russia to be a state sponsor of terrorism. But then, you know, there was this missile attack on a maternity hospital. A two-day-old infant is killed. If that's not terrorism, I don't know what is.
Yeah, exactly. And this has been going on since, you know, the first hours of this war. You know, the more resolutions like that are passed, you know, hopefully it reminds people of what's happening and it strengthens the resolve to oppose Russia here. But it's, you know, this is, you know, here's a question. And as I was reading that, the statement from the EU, I was thinking, and it's just a hypothetical question there, but if imagine if Poland and Lithuania and Estonia and Latvia were not part of NATO. Would they fully join the fights here in Ukraine? Because they know, you know, that all those nations suffered under communism. Russia borders some of them and has harassed a lot of them. You know, the Poles and the Baltic states, they've been some of the, they have been the strongest allies as a percentage of their GDP for Ukraine. And I think that a lot of them are itching to fight because they know what this evil is, but they can't because they're part of NATO. And so it's just, you know, it's just an interesting sort of hypothetical question that NATO, the alliance protects those countries for now. But in a sense, you know, it prolongs this. And you know, I think if the Poles and these nations could join, this could be much different more quickly. You know, these are sort of the musings of we have while we're here. I was, you know, when I spoke to you from that, I talked to you about that evening of Ukrainians reading poetry, the young people from these destroyed cities on Sunday night. So many people were speaking of a personal transformation that happens every single day here. You know, that's why it feels like, you know, since I first started speaking to you all in February, I feel like that was 10 years ago.
Hmm.
Because we learn so much, we adapt so much. And one of those poets, she said, every day I am turning within myself a revolution of personal vividness. And so we live in this environment of, and in some ways it's kind of beautiful because you see how much you can grow and develop as a person. And you know, face these fears with much more strength. And not just people in Ukraine, but again, those I'm always communicating with our friends in Poland and the Baltic nations, and you really feel the support together. But we are there's always some beauty to this, but it's also extremely intense.
Yes, absolutely. Joseph, are you able to communicate with your family in the States as we head into the holidays?
Yeah, I am. And actually, I look forward to spending some time talking with them all tomorrow. I try not to tell them, you know, play by play what's happening here, not to worry people. But they, of course, they tune into the show. So this is where they hear exactly what's going on.
Well, we know Ukrainians are bracing for a brutal cold with sporadic power and heat. And I will talk to you again on Monday, Joseph. But at our Thanksgiving meal, we will certainly take a moment to think good thoughts and send good vibes to all the courageous people there in Ukraine. And also, we'll give thanks to brave journalists like you, Joe, who bring us the truth every day. We do appreciate that.
Well, Bob, thank you. And thanks to you for, you know, making all this possible and for having these conversations, and to all your listeners. And, you know, we've been in this together. And tomorrow we will have I'll go to a Thanksgiving meal with some Americans and Ukrainians. And so we'll also raise a glass to all of you in Chicago. So happy Thanksgiving to you all. Thank you for always listening.
Appreciate that, Joseph. And hope you have a peaceful weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Thank you.